There is a lot to unpack as we move into the final sprint before Election Day. So let's turn to our Politics Monday duo. That's Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report, host of Public Radio's Politics with Amy Walter, and Tamara Keith of NPR. She also co-hosts the NPR Politics Podcast. Hello to both of you. A lot to talk about. Let's start, Tam, with the president. He's been saying he's free of COVID, and late this afternoon, his physician put out a statement saying there are tests that they've done that indicate, he says, that the president is no longer shedding the virus. So we'll take that at the word of the physician. But meantime, the president is already out on the campaign trail, Florida today, Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina this week. A lot going on. What does his schedule say to us?
His schedule says that he's making up for lost time. And what his campaign has said is that you can expect him to add more and more and more events, doing multiple events in a single day as the election gets closer. President Trump, it's as if he spent 10 days, 11 days off the trail and had coronavirus and was in the hospital and all of those things. And then he feels better and he's going back, and the campaign is running things exactly the way they did before. These rallies, the one that's happening in Florida, not socially distanced, many people not wearing masks. President Trump, as he boarded Air Force One, wasn't wearing a mask. And in a relatively new campaign ad that they have out now, they are saying that President Trump has recovered from coronavirus and America can too. That is the message that they are delivering. It's not clear that that's the message that America wants to hear, that everything is okay and back to normal and get together and don't socially distance, but that's the message that they're delivering.
So, Amy, what about these rallies? I mean, the president clearly loved them in 2016. He loves them this year. How much are they helping him?
Well, Judy, I don't know. It's the last 3 weeks of the campaign. His opponent is Joe Biden, but the person he's really running against at this moment seems to be Dr. Fauci, who came out today, Dr. Fauci did, saying, I don't think these rallies are a good idea, even if this isn't as much about the president's sickness as other people in the audience who, as Tam points out, aren't masked, are close together. They could be getting sick, and we've seen a spike in cases all over the country, as we know. So as the president moves along doing more of these rallies, puts more at risk, Dr. Fauci is much better trusted on the issue of COVID than the president. And I don't think that's where that's going to do the president all that much good. But as Tam said, this is his comfort zone. He loves to be out in with his folks, the people who like him, who are cheering for him. But that's not his problem right now. The reason he's trailing in the polls isn't because his base isn't behind him. He's losing right now because he has never expanded his base to include people that didn't vote for him the last time around. And what we've seen in some recent polls out this week and over the weekend is where the president really has fallen behind are for people who voted third party last time. So they didn't vote for Hillary, but they didn't vote for Donald Trump either. And voters who didn't show up at all in 2016. Those voters, those two groups of voters, breaking to Joe Biden right now.
And yet, Tam, the Trump campaign surely must see this, and yet they persist with this base strategy.
It's the case. They are absolutely doing the base strategy as they have all along. In a way, this is how President Trump feels like he won last time. And so he's running the same play. He's using the same playbook. And in a call with reporters today, his campaign officials were going back over the numbers from 2016 and trying to convince reporters that the president trailing in the polls is going to win anyway, and that everyone will look really dumb when he does. One little tiny detail that gives you a sense of how they are playing to the base: the Trump campaign is saying that although they are doing some local and state ads, a lot of their ads are national ad buys. I was talking to someone from Ad Analytics, which is a tracking firm, and he said that since September, about 40 to 50% of their national ad buys in any given week is on Fox News. You're not going to find new voters on Fox News. Those people voted for the president last time.
Fascinating. All right, let's talk quickly about Senate races. Amy, we are seeing action activity in some states where we didn't think there was going to be a competitive or as competitive a Senate race, especially in South Carolina. What is going on?
Yeah, Judy, Republican incumbents right now are in trouble for two reasons. One, the president, and two, cash. They don't have a lot of it. The president's numbers, and this is the problem for these Republicans, the president's numbers aren't just bad for him, but he is dragging candidates down with him, down ballot, in all kinds of places. It's not just blue states or urban counties. It's in rural and small town and red states and counties. And so, as you pointed out, Judy, we're seeing states that are pretty dark red normally, like South Carolina, Montana, Alaska, Kansas. Those states are all in play right now. And Democrats are also benefiting, as I said, from money advantage. Their donors are fired up. Small dollar donors who are writing checks to any candidate they can. A record-setting amount by Jamie Harrison, Democrat in South Carolina, running against Lindsey Graham. He raised almost $60 million in one quarter. Never seen anything like it. I don't know that you can spend $60 million in South Carolina in 3 weeks. They'll be happy to try.
I guess we'll find out. Some happy TV and radio stations and whoever gets that money. But Tam, fill this out a little more for us. This has to have Republicans concerned.
Absolutely. This is not the kind of scenario that they are looking for or hoping for. And just to give you a sense, and I don't know if this is a trend or a single data point that won't turn into a trend, but you had North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis essentially making the case that, you know, you need a Republican Senate to counterbalance a Biden presidency. That is not a case that you make if you think you're in a good spot.
I don't think so. That's a new one on the trail, but maybe we'll hear more in the coming weeks. Tamara Keith, Amy Walter, we thank you both.
You're welcome.